This morning, we're speaking with Carrie Mergen, Missouri State Fair Marketing Director, about the Missouri State Fair Foundation 2015 Youth in Agriculture Scholarship. Year after year, the Missouri State Fair Foundation Youth in Agriculture Scholarship has helped many students in their efforts for college funds. Now, can you tell us a little bit about why this program is so important to you guys?
Sure. The Missouri State Fair believes very strongly in the youth of Missouri and spreading the agriculture message through youth to Missouri citizens, and offering these scholarships just helps us do that, helps us with the gracious contributions of many companies and individuals that come together to support the scholarships for these youth that are going to pursue an agriculture degree once they hit college.
And I see that this year, for the first time ever, you guys have a platinum scholarship. What does that entail?
For the first time, we're going to be offering a $5,000 platinum scholarship being offered by the youth and agriculture supporters. We also have some other scholarships, one $2,500 Supreme scholarship that's sponsored by Seidenstricker John Deere of Missouri, Seidenstricker Angus Genetics. And we are also offering 30 $1,500 scholarships, which are sponsored by the Missouri State Fair Foundation and the youth and agriculture supporters. So it's a great thing. We're really, really excited to be offering that new $5,000 scholarship that will certainly come in handy to deserving winners.
Absolutely. It's definitely something that helps these kids a lot. And, you know, you said that you guys have a ton of sponsors for this. What is some of the lineup for the sponsor list?
I don't actually have that list right in front of me, but you can go to our website, and we do list those youth and agriculture sponsors there on our website. You know, we really are very thankful for all of their support to youth and agriculture. These people help fund the Sale of Champions auction that we have every year at the fair, and part of that proceeds does go toward these scholarships that we are able to offer to Missouri youth.
It says that this year you guys did receive a $1,000 donation from the 2014 Missouri Woman in Agriculture Contest?
Correct.
And can you tell us a little bit about her and why she thought that it was important to give that back to you guys?
Yes. Our Women in Agriculture contest has two divisions, a Missouri Woman in Agriculture designation and also a Rising Star Award, which is given to a younger woman. And this year's winner of the Rising Star Award, Ashlyn Richardson, she's of Lincoln, Missouri, she chose this scholarship as the beneficiary of her $1,000 donation from contest sponsor Monsanto. As winner of the contest, that donation is specified that the winner will choose where they would like that $1,000 to go. And Ashlyn chose the scholarship. And thinking back on her application, she indicated that she was a beneficiary of one of the scholarships herself when she was a senior in high school. And so she wanted to give back to the program as well. So her $1,000 donation was included in the list of supporters for the scholarship program.
Very good. Now, high school students that are looking at possibly trying to pursue this scholarship, what are the necessary steps and some of the credits that they need to have?
They can go to our website, which is mostatefair.com, and there's several links on our homepage that will take them to that scholarship application. It can be done completely online and then sent into the fair. They must be high school seniors, and they must be active members of 4-H or FFA. And they need to plan to enroll in an accredited Missouri college or university and pursue a degree that somehow involves agriculture. They also must have participated at the fair as a 4-H or FFA exhibitor in any capacity, just through those either of those two organizations. The only stipulation as far as the fair is that they cannot have sold livestock in our Sale of Champions. So we're looking for Missouri high school seniors in 4-H and FFA that are going to pursue a degree in agriculture and exhibit it at the fair at some point in their life.
Is there anything else that you would like to let the folks around you know about this?
Check out the website and find the scholarship application there. And certainly if they have any questions, we're more than happy to help them out as they go. And the deadline for the scholarship is February 2nd, 2015.